When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Shout Quick Takes, a Buffalo Bills football podcast. Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox has had a busy offseason so far. Going into his third season in the NFL, the former third round draft pick wants to have a big year, and he spent some time with Josh Allen out in California working with the quarterback on timing, just the little details of the game. So when it gets time to play the game for real, he is confident and equipped to make an impact in year three. He's doing a lot of different things this offseason to get himself ready. First and foremost, he spent 6 weeks with a hand-eye coordinator to work on his hands. I mean, drops were an issue for Dawson Knox in his first season in the NFL. He had 10 drops in 2019. Last year, they went down a bit. He had 4, but having sure hands has been a focus for Dawson Knox. He's excited about later this summer going to tight end university to work with George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, and plenty of other of his contemporaries to kind of work at his craft, look at film in a different way, and bring ideas and that idea sharing mindset to a collaborative group effort. And he's excited to see what happens there. But back to the hand-eye coordinator, he spent time out in California doing different drills and working his eyes and his hands to try to improve his catching ability. And here's what Dawson Knox said about that experience recently to Buffalo Media. "I don't want to be dropping touchdowns, and I know no one wants to see that. I actually did a bunch of stuff in California with this hand-eye trainer. He works with tons of guys across the NFL, NHL, MLB, and it's just crazy. The looking at a screen and touching stuff and doing eye movement assessments. It would work your eyes in a way where you'd feel like you're almost hypnotized, and you're working eye muscles. You never understand that your eyes are muscles too, so that they get tired. We do stuff that made you feel like you need a nap just the way your eyes were working. It was really interesting and I really started to like it. And I felt my progress from my first day with him to my last day was pretty great. I'm planning on going out there for a little bit this offseason too, right after minicamp." It's been another strong showing so far from Dane Jackson as the Bills have had organized team activities in Orchard Park, getting themselves prepared in the offseason program with training camp still a couple months away. And Dane Jackson has done what he typically does in making plays. He had an interception in the first practice open to the media last week. And then this week on Wednesday, a couple big pass breakups. The first play of 7-on-7 drill, he lined up across from Stephon Diggs, stayed with him stride for stride and made a big play to knock the ball away as Josh Allen tried to fit it in to his number one wide receiver. And, you know, Dane Jackson, he went out and worked with Aaron Donald this offseason, trained with him. And we all know the physique of Aaron Donald, the physical specimen that he is. Dane Jackson going out there and keeping up with one of the top players in the NFL has impressed a lot of people. And one of those people is Jordan Poyer. And, you know, Jordan Poyer has been a big fan of Dane Jackson since he's gotten here. And here's what he said about his teammate, who's going into his second year, the former seventh round draft pick that a lot of people are hoping competes with Levi Wallace for that second cornerback job. "I know you guys saw him in training this offseason and who he was training with. First of all, when I first met Dane, I knew he was a dog. That dude can play and he's only going to gain confidence the more he plays. I think the sky's the limit for that dude. The first play out there today, I think he had a one-on-one rep with Diggs and he broke up the pass. So the dude likes to compete, likes to play. He was out there training with Aaron Donald. He motivated me this offseason with some of the training that he was doing. His confidence is just going to continue to grow as he continues to make plays." We got a chance to talk to Deion Dawkins this week, one of the Bills' captains the last couple of seasons. And the left tackle is one of many veterans that have decided to opt in to organized team activities, reporting for the voluntary workouts. And I asked him, why is that? Why did you want to come here and be a part of the organized team activities where we've seen around the league a lot of players elect not to be a part of that? And, you know, the NFLPA advocating for players to be able to make the decision not to be a part of that. And I asked Dion about that, and here's what he said. It just shows that we want to win. We're still human too. We have families. Whether we started early, started like on time, started a few weeks later, the guys that are here know what it takes, what we need to do day in and day out, and teams are built when we're together. It's just that in some situations, we just want our offseason to be respected in certain ways. If it's a couple of extra weeks, if it's just a couple more days that we get time to ourselves and then we can come back and dial in, that helps. And that's what our coaches and our GM helped us to do, because they did that and they respected us for it. We're here. We're here because we want to be, and we're here because we want to win. We respect those guys because those guys have given us jobs to play the best sport in the world. It's a respect thing as well. Do they want us here? Shoot, we here, man. This is what we do. We're supposed to be here, so we're here. The Bills are hoping that strong OTA's attendance helps them hit the ground running when training camp begins in a couple of months and they try to defend their AFC East title and make it back to the AFC Championship game and beyond. Thank you so much for listening to Shout, a Buffalo Bills football podcast. This was Quick Takes. Make sure you stay locked on the Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com for all your Bills coverage. Have a great weekend, everyone.